getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. Last month was with my friend and music partner, Jisun. We had fun and we got real, y'all. There was even a moment of dedication for those who considered or are considering suicide, in which we shared the suicide hotline number, 988, along with the discussion of the industry's dancer choreographer, Twitch, who recently committed suicide. You never know how Getting Real with Roz gets. We're here to inspire growth and speak life, though, into those who let us in. This month and all months in 2023, I'm speaking life into you and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Only you can start your own journey. And don't forget that not everyone is meant to go on that journey with you. And I want to, let's just sit right there for a moment. Not everyone is meant to go on that journey with you. So just a reminder that you can have a free download of that first intro song, which is my original song called Baby Come on the Infinite L Radio SoundCloud. So before we speak with our next guest, I have to give a recognition to Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on this special day. He fought for civil rights and advocated for peaceful activism. Dr. King Jr. was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, a pastor, entered college as a 15-year-old, a great speaker and motivator for generations to come. Thank you, Dr. King Jr., for your great leadership. This week, we have a guest coming out of Jamaica. He is bringing in that positive reggae vibe onto the music scene, and I am absolutely looking forward to his take on the music industry. Who's ready? Okay, I don't think they're ready, but okay. All right, I can hear y'all out there. But anyway, who's ready? Let's go, Juan Pablo. Hey, how you doing?
They ready. How you doing? I'm doing good, Roz. I'm just good. Here vibing.
Yes, vibing already, huh?
You know what it is, man. I always start off a nice little any type of session with, you know, drinking a little bit of Crush and Chill and relaxing my nerves and just getting ready to have a conversation with another great intellect.
I love it. But, you know, before we get started, I want, if you don't mind, I want to give the floor to you to share any thoughts about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, what I guess I would love to share is that I appreciate who he is and what he meant and what he still means to us as a community. You know, what he stands for and what he stood for and the things that he learned, you know, during his lifetime. You know, I appreciate the content and the body of work that he left us to go over and to just look at and to just listen to and to adhere to. You know, if you're into the life that he tried to aspire those to achieve. So, you know, I'm grateful for MLK. I'm grateful for the day, and I'm looking forward to, you know, us just building on, you know, what the Reverend would want for his people and for the community, and that's everybody across the globe.
For sure. Well, there you have it. Thank you for your words. His words will continue to shine and inspire for many more generations to come. Okay, well, let's get started. First of all, tell me how you got your name, your stage name, Juan Pablo.
Well, Pablo came from just simply my first name, Paul. And I was in high school when a couple of my friends just called me Pablo. I guess they thought Paul was just too regular, you know, so they spiced it up and they gave me the name Pablo. So, and then I guess I just put the one on it in the beginning just to kind of separate myself, because I love to be an individual and you should always love yourself first. And I feel like that is something that everybody is running from. You know, they're running from self-love, they're running from introspection, And I feel like in order for you to live a bountiful life and give a bountiful life to others, you must first enrich yourself with that life. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, help people see that they're worthy, you know, they're worthy.
Yeah, you're speaking my language. I love it. That's what this broadcast I'd like to bring about, is that helping people stand up and, like you said, have that voice. And I believe already that you're starting to give them that voice. But I'm going to ask an outside of music question. What you using? Do you record yourself? Like, what type of mic equipment do you like to record with or perform with?
I definitely try to use U87, which is a Neumann. I definitely use Sony as well, as far as, you know, special mics whenever I get an opportunity to. And I'm in school currently right now at SAE in the city, and I get to play around with a crazy amount of mics. You know, even a couple Shure mics are really good, you know, because they have some really good condensing ability, and it really captures like the depth of my tone and my voice whenever I really try to, you know, go into a different type of vibe when I'm singing. So, you know, good question.
Yeah. Well, do you also then record yourself right now, or you're going to be recording yourself here soon?
I will be recording myself even more, but I have recorded myself. But in order for me to feel confident about what I'm trying to deliver to the people, I do work with other people and collaborate, because I want other people to just work with me. It's not a one-man thing, and this is a team thing. And I'm not trying to be egotistical about the effort of my work. I want to, you know, build a community and work with a community of individuals across the board.
Do you mind telling us who's in your team, your squad? We'd like to give a shout-out to.
Well, so far, I'll give a shout-out to D-Blaze. He's the producer that did my EP, Humble. And, you know, my support team, you know, Crush and Chill, his name is Dwayne Gordon. Just a really good friend of mine that's been around supporting. You know, my wife, you know, Brittany, my mom, you know, just honestly, everyone that's been close to me, my cousin, you know, Keisha, really close, my sister, Latoya Lee, that's pretty much, you know, in the background, inspired me in many ways. You know, she worked for Warner Music Group for years. You know, I've watched her just A&R and produced with a lot of good talents, you know, in the music industry. You know, she A&R'd for the likes of, you know, Trey Songz, the likes of Cranium, the likes of Ed Sheeran, I want to believe, Charlie Puth, you know. So, I'm around the music arena, you know, due to my sister's, you know, capabilities and reach.
Yeah.
At the time I was on Wall Street, so I wasn't in music at that time, but when
was
she was
after Bernie made out
access.
No, I'm kidding.
You know, so there's definitely certain people that's only like really kind of like, you know, gave me certain visuals into the just the ins and outs of the industry. But mainly what made me have this passion and love for what I'm doing is my mom. You know, my mom is a creative dancer that used to dance for Jamaica and, you know, the politicians of Jamaica. You know, she used to travel countries and, you know, or travel around the world and dance for the politicians for the country. So that was, I always thought that was pretty cool and always something that I wanted to live up to as well.
Yeah, for sure. Did you learn how to dance too?
Yeah, I could do a little something.
If we had video right now, I'd have you up dancing, showing us some moves.
Mm-hmm.
So then, check this out. Here's another odd question. I'm going to get the odd questions out of the way. But who's your pet? Do you have a pet?
I do not have a pet. I just kind of focus on my family and I guess my music.
Okay, so then let me take you here then. What about your car? I heard something about
the
car.
Yes. So I love my Honda Civic. I don't have it anymore. I sold it to my God. I did. It's still in the family, though. It's still in the family,
okay.
So it's not too far. But, you know, I feel like I actually want to buy it back.
okay, does the car have a name? What's the car's name?
The car is called Humble. The car is called Humble. Yeah, and I call her Humble because it's an 05 Civic stick shift. And, you know, a lot of people don't know how to drive manual, you know, but I do. And I call it Humble because it takes me back to the basics. You know, you have to feel how you drive. You have to know how the car is, and I don't know. There is no camera to back me up. I have to still look, and it's just old school. And sometimes you have to just do things the old way to appreciate the new things that's going on. And I feel like that's what's getting a lot of us ahead of ourselves, anxiety, and just we're getting so flustered and. You know, we're not realizing that, listen, we've been blessed with just so much, and maybe the so much is what's freaking you out. Just fall back
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, go do things simple again, and then you'll start to realize exactly how to then move forward with this access of all these great things that we have in this the 21st century generation.
For sure. Good. Thank you for saying that. I love it. This is already fascinating. We're going to go on now and take a listen to your first song, and we're going to discuss it afterwards, if you don't mind.
No problem.
The first song is going to be Reason.
What a sign, bust a prayer. Journey time, my life is so kind.
Forever in my heart through the dark season. Don't hold me when I'm falling, I got reasons. So every day, take me away. You always realize when your heart's bleeding. You never criticize, only time reason. So every day, take me away.
Mine I wonder what me fight for. Afghanistan mess up the order. That's no kafa. What a slaughter. What you did was a fucking disaster. Where's the leaders? You deceivers. What's the sense of being achievers? This is crucial, so unusual. Ignorance has become the truth now.
Forever in my heart through the dark season. Don't worry when I'm falling, I got reason. So every day, you take me away. You always realize when your heart's bleeding. You never criticize, only time reason. So every day, you take me away.
Hey, you're listening to Getting Real with Roz on the Infinite L Radio. Let's connect on Instagram at Grammy Nod. Okay, so if we had a video right now, y'all be like, what is she doing? You know, you just had that bounce to it. That was pretty sweet. Tell us a little about the song, how you wrote it, what you were thinking, what you were feeling, all of the above.
Well, I think we kind of tapped on it or touched on it just a little bit by you asking me about my car, Humble. So Humble is a big major reason for that, you know, because, you know, every day you take me away, you know, I could just jump in the car and I could just take a nice little drive and it just clears my head. Everybody has to find their coping mechanisms in life. Life isn't easy and life isn't, it's so hard, but you have to find the things that you know that will give you that feeling of relaxation and also chases you to pray and to meditate and to sit within your thoughts. And so that's how that song came about. You know, I always found it relaxing just sitting in my car, looking at my park that was across from me. And I live right by a lake. And it was just, yeah, that's how that came about, you know. And I just was just in my mind, just really wanted to relax, to find some peace. And yeah, that's our reason.
I see a video. Do you have a video to this?
I do not have a video to Reason as yet.
You said you do not have a video?
Yeah, I do not have a video as yet.
Okay, well, that needs to happen. I can feel it. I can see it. Really,
definitely.
Really
good. I'm working on, like I said, I definitely want to work on a lot more videos and stuff like that this year. You know, I would definitely say budget has a lot to do with things, and obviously the slowdown of due to the, you know, because, you know, we're dealing with post, you know, this is post-COVID, so I think a lot of people still are not thinking like we just came out of a big ordeal that kind of, you know, threw everybody's motion off.
For
and
sure.
Everybody, in my opinion, they're still trying to find their legs. You know, it looks pretty. It's a new environment as far as finance and
for
business.
Sure.
It's a lot has changed, and I think a lot of people are just trying to find their legs.
What did you do during COVID time? Like, did you shows cancel? Did you not just book yourself? Did you write a lot of music?
I just wrote a lot of music, and I just, you know, try to like. Like I said, stay close to family and friends, and I just made plans. I made plans. I remained grateful for the life I had, and I just, you know, I continue just to make plans because, you know, that's all you can really do. If you don't make any plans, how can you, you know, think to achieve anything? So
yeah,
that's all I really did. I just made plans, and I just remained hopeful, and I just, you know, stayed in the present each day and tried to just, you know,
for sure,
do my
for
best
sure.
and do my best.
For sure. What do you think, like, I know we touched on it a little bit, but you feel like your immediate family and they feel good about your music career?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone that's closest to me definitely support me. And anyone that's close to me also know how determined I am about anything that I decide to do. You know, I served, you know, that's something that went well enough to where I'm able to live and tell the story today. You know, I worked on Wall Street for a period of time as well. That wasn't an easy feat, but I, you know, made some, you know, noise there while I was there. And now I'm doing music. And
yeah.
This is something that I've always been inspired to do, but always said to myself, even when I had the spark to do music young, I said, but you have nothing to teach. You have nothing to teach. You have nothing to really say of value. You have no content to give and serve the people with. And so I think I had to go through everything that I had to go through in my life prior, before I got back to music, so that I could actually have the words and the vision and just the articulation to express to the world that everything is going to be okay. It is tough, but it's going to be okay.
For
and let
sure.
me tell you how.
For sure. Are you able to share any of those things that you said you had to kind of take a step back and work on some things or do some things and then you got your voice? Can you share anything in particular?
As far as like what new projects?
No, you said that you didn't feel like you had anything to say And then you said you had taken some time to kind of dig into those things, and you didn't quite say anything in particular, but I didn't know if there's something more behind that pause that you took before you jumped into music.
Okay, great question. I just had to collect my thoughts there. Sun was just jumping all over me.
Hey, Sun.
I had interest in music since high school, and the pause there for me was I saw the game for what it was at the time. I was always pretty good at math, and I always looked at the numbers, and they just never made sense to me. And I said to myself, look at all these guys working so hard. They have a big name. They have the image, and then they're doing all this hard work, and they're going home with nothing. It bothered me as a young person. I'm like, I'm going to school, and I'm learning math. You're telling me that an engineering degree pays me this much. And this much and this much. So, like, I was always coherent, and I've always paid attention to the numbers. And I'm like, you're supposed to be this big rock star, and everyone is giving you so much attention, but your finances are shot. God, how did you? So I was not enticed to be an artist as a career at all.
Okay.
I just knew I loved what the artist lifestyle brought when I was younger. But I said, if that's what it brought, I don't want to do all of that. No. You know, so, you know, once again, the military, me working professional jobs and me learning finance and just doing other things to try to create a living was more important for me, you know, than the music at the time. You know, and also I just didn't want someone playing with my art. This is my heart.
Right.
You know, my art is my heart. So, like, I'm like, how you going to put the money on this? Nah, I'm good. I'll wait. I'll do it myself. I'll go the indie way. And I think that's pretty much how it started.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing to hear you say that, because I love documentaries and I used to like the behind the scenes, you know, with all of these artists. And it's the same thing. I couldn't understand how some of these groups could perform and do XYZ and come out with barely minimum wage when you put the numbers together. And it blows my mind, you know, for you to stop and to even think about that. Like, wait a minute, their numbers are not working. They're not working in our favor. So let me figure it out first. And then I'm going to come. And then we're going to, you know, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing thought process. Do you feel like... are you able to help other artists in that way, or is it just more of, has anybody ever asked you or reached out to you for that? Because that's a need.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying this first. Shout out to Mr. Yarborough. That was my math teacher back in high school.
Okay.
and also my track, and also my track coach, you know, shout him out too for that.
Okay.
I do give, you know, tips, and I do give advice, you know, to those who ask. I don't just share it freely because, you know, I don't want to, you know, disrespect anybody's intelligence. So I just wait until someone asks and then I speak. But I told you before that I'm currently going to SAE Institute in New York City in Chelsea for audio production engineering, just to kind of like, you know, get a better understanding of exactly what it is I need to know as an audio engineer profession, singer-songwriter, you know, in the whole space. But even me being in that space, I'm a little bit older than some of the guys. I wouldn't say my age right now, but I do play that role, and you know, I did pick up an ambassador role at the school. So I am one of the ambassadors at the school. So I'm always in a role. I always inject myself in a role of leadership to where I can try to serve and give back. Because once again, like I said, you know, the military is technically was my first real career. And till this day, it is what's been keeping me warm at night.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, and everything else that I do now is still to serve. And that's why I love what I'm doing musically right now, because it's not something that I'm trying to do to be malicious about. I'm not doing it to be this rock star, this big famous person. I'm really trying to just do it because I feel like people need to hear the truth in a loving way. And I don't hear music being, you know, I don't hear people singing the way I'm singing, or just, you know, I don't hear people being honest and vulnerable as much as I believe. I just think that music is just too, it's too doctored up. It's too, it's too, it's too poppy. It's not real.
I love
it's
it.
Just,
right.
You know, and I'm trying to put some reality back into music in my space.
Really appreciate hearing that. What, who do you have, like, listen to? Is there some group or some artist that you emulate, or is this all Juan Pablo just driving his own train?
So there's a couple of different versions of me within myself. You know, I call myself Mr. Wise when I decide I want to write poetry, because I love writing poetry. And at some point, my poetry book will come out as well.
Ooh.
So Mr. Wise is like the old soul in me. That's the old man, you know.
Okay.
So I have a lot of older individuals I listen to. Like, I love Bill Weathers' music. You know, Bill Weathers, ain't no sunshine.
Yeah.
Yo, listen. I just, Bill Weathers put me in a zone. You know, God rest his heart, he passed away. You know, then I switch over to Berris Hammond. You know what I'm saying? Remember, this, like, I just, it's just like, those are my vibes. That's where I go from, you know, and then I keep it young, you know. You have your Vibes Cartel, your Popcorn, because I'm still young at the end of the day, you know, and I'm still trying to keep it, you know, cool and fresh.
Yeah.
So I listen to those type of people as far as music, as, you know, as artists, I mean. Burna Boy is doing pretty good right now. You know, Wizkid. You know, I'm really feeling the Afrobeat arena.
Yeah, me too. Same.
And I just love what they're doing, the energy they're bringing. And I don't know, man, I'm here for the positivity and the vibes, you know, and anything that is going to just make us love each other more and stop the hate. You know, I understand that hate exists in the world and it's going to come from somewhere, but you're supposed to try to help it, not you know, fan the flames, you know?
For sure. We need that right now, those songs that are positive, that lift us up. Especially, you know, we just talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that alone, just bringing peace, positivity, speaking life into others, which is what we do on this show as well. So your words are very much needed. And even when you were talking earlier, I think you did say that you're not with an indie. I mean, with a major, a label, you're indie, correct?
Yeah, I am indie, yeah.
Would you prefer
major,
or are you good with the indie label or with your own?
I would only prefer a major label if, I guess, I come to the table knowing that, you know, there's going to be an equal deal for everybody. You know, I work in fairness, and clearly if a major comes around due to the fact that, you know, they come with so much, they're going to probably require so much up front. So I will understand that upfront percentages, and I will probably, you know, work something out with that. But like I said, it's all a deal. As long as, you know, we come to the table ready to have a conversation, you know, then I guess I'm always for that. But if we're just, you know, trying to bamboozle me, then I'm not interested, because I know how to read as well.
For sure. So let me clap back. That, so y'all do not come at Juan Pablo with no mess in your contract. So I'm pretty sure you can get them because, you know, numbers. Numbers is a big thing in the industry. So that's one advantage I do know that you would have over most people. And I appreciate that and admire that. And anyone who's listening who knows an artist who is getting into the industry or wants to, this is a really important conversation to understand those numbers when you go into them, because you are a person initially, but at the end of the day, you are a number when you get into such a big conglomerate of people, and people getting their hands on you and just wanting a piece. And so understand that. Take some classes. Do what you need to do to understand, to be on top. Before we move on, I want to, before we listen to your next song, is there anything in particular that you've experienced in the industry that you want to warn others about? And I'm not talking about major label industry, you know, just the whole entire music game. Is there anything that you'd like to share?
I don't know. I think, you know, the best advice I probably would say I got when I first started doing this officially, nonstop, was if you're going to start being an artist, don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the best advice I could feel like I can give any artist.
For sure.
I know that we have to go through this little weird figuring out stage of self, and we have to figure out how to, you know, fully manage our time in this world. And, you know, once you figure that part out, just know that the artist route, if that is something that you've always loved, take it, be patient with yourself, and surround yourself with people who support that. Because truth be told, what really, in my opinion, separates any artist is those who can stay consistent.
Yes.
And I see too many people come in and leave too fast.
Yeah.
You know, rest in peace to you know, Nipsey Hussle. He's also another artist that I wanted to, you know, bring up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nipsey, man. Like, so soon. Like, that's an artist that, you know.
For sure. Yeah.
It just hurt. It's just hurtful. Hurtful. You know, and you
for
see
sure.
so much light in someone, and you see what they can bring. And like you said, this man understood the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like if everybody just understand where the numbers are coming from and why the numbers are relevant and how the numbers are affecting each and everybody on a day-to-day basis, they really know who the enemy is. It's not really an enemy. The system is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand what the system is, and you got to stop making an enemy of yourself, because the enemy is you.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is nobody
mm-hmm.
else but yourself. Enemy is the uneducated mind in which you walk around with.
Mm-hmm.
So fix that and stop pointing sure. fingers, because nobody's holding you hostage.
For sure. I really appreciate that, because that's what I said. It just so happened in the intro is just only you can start your own journey. And a lot of times you get in your own head and you shut things down. I even hearing your son in the background, you know, I know people have a lot going on sometimes, but they could use anything as an excuse to not, because I got to do this, I got to do that, I don't have this, I need that until so I can get going. But things can happen. It's just sometimes you have to work harder, work different. There's lots of, you know, information on YouTube or, you know, whatever it is that you listen to. Even, you know, you got to be careful, of course, with some of those things. But stay with people who can inspire you and who are helping you or giving you those words and that confidence. Find those people. And speak them up and have them in your life so you can kind of keep moving. So Juan Pablo, if you don't mind, can you introduce your next song?
The next song that we have coming up for you, for all the listeners, is Tell Me.
Frustration, lazy, patience is a virtue, lay your station.
ain't on a destination. Feel a healthy vibes with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be careful. Understand mistakes, be careful. I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair. Am I the one? Your champion. With ambition. Can you tell me? I'm armstrong. Financial money. Dance to my song. Can you feel the frustration? Blazing, patience is a virtue. Play your station. Set your mind on a destination. Feel a healthy vibes with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be grateful. Understand mistakes, be faithful. I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair.
Are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page. Nice, really nice song. I just feel, like you said, just so relaxing. And can you tell us a little bit about that song? Like how you got your inspiration, what it's about, what you're thinking about, where were you when you wrote it?
I was in New York when I started it. I wrote half of it in New York, and I wrote the other half in Atlanta when I went to visit my sisters for Christmas. And actually, was it for Christmas? I'm not sure if it was for Christmas or if it was just for an occasion. The occasion was it was in a family member that I haven't seen in a while. I haven't seen her in over some years, and I think I finished up the song because I was inspired by her. I don't know, I started it off, but I just don't know. I guess I didn't know how to end it, and when I saw her, it all just kind of came together. I just finished it when I met up with her, and I guess I'm saying all I have to say is she really inspired me to, I guess, write a song about staying in your own lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staying focused on just, I guess, your journey. And I see the pain, and I know you see everybody losing their minds, and the world is going nuts. And it was definitely in the midst of all of the chaos, and I just wanted her to just to listen to something, or I just want anyone to just listen to a song that can identify with, like, listen, we hear. You can see the pain, you can feel the pain, but you got to keep on pushing through. You just got to stay in your lane. And yeah. You just got to just keep on going. I know it's tough, but, and, you know, trust me, like, as I'm even saying this to you, I want to say, hey, man, BS, you know,
yeah,
whatever, bro. But even the same message that I put out, I have to draw back for the same messages as well, because I'm human too.
Right.
I'm flawed as well, and sometimes even you forget the good word. And so I just try to create good words around me. I try to speak positive words more than negative words, because every day we have an attack on us, whether it be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever. You know, so as much positive things I can try to do to try to help me to stay positive, I call them roadblocks. I put positive roadblocks in my way.
I like that.
Something negative. There's always something negative going on, so I set myself up to always find some positive things to run into, because I did it, because I set it up that way. You know, no one's going to help you if you don't help yourself. See, it always goes back to self.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to give up?
No. No. And I'll say that with a lot of confidence, because I have too many people that love me, man. My mom's love me too much. She just works too damn hard with me. And I have a wife that's just, awesome and supportive, and I have friends that are pretty, you know, honest to me. You know, my life isn't perfect, but I can't ask for a whole lot more. You know,
yeah, how, tell us how important is that? I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I'm still sustaining and maintaining.
Yeah. Tell us how important it is to have those people in your life like that.
It's paramount, in my humble opinion, and I think the difference between me and somebody else that doesn't have it is someone that's potentially bad. And let me expand on that. If I didn't have the love of my mother and the love of my grandmother and the love of my aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and sisters and brothers, if I didn't feel that love, see, those are the things that to me keep people around, because now you give me more relevance outside of just myself. Yes, I am supposed to think of myself and solve my own problems, but if I know that people care about me and they care about my well-being and they care about the decisions I make, because it doesn't just affect me, it affects all of us, then I feel like that's what enriches my personal life. You know, a lot of people are too distant, or they don't know how to build a bond or build a relationship or nurture relationships or foster relationships. Or the key word I guess I was reaching for is people don't know how to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are looking at vulnerability as weakness. No, vulnerability isn't weakness. Vulnerability is strength, and it is a time saver. If I'm vulnerable to you and I expose my vulnerability to you and you make me feel bad for exposing it to you and you laugh or do something that I consider to be very rude or just a very immature character flaw, then you just saved me a lot of time and thank you very much. I'm moving on. Do you know how much people is in this world? You think I'm going to get sad because you got it wrong?
Right.
I'm going to move on. And that's the issue with people. They don't move on quick enough, in my opinion. They get stuck on things too long. Stick and move, baby.
Wow. Wow. Do you feel like has there ever been like a, like say in the music world, do you have people that you connect with on this journey as well? Like musician friends?
I would say my team of music supporters are becoming stronger. You know, that was one of the main reasons why I went back to school. You know, I didn't really have my own crew of music guys that I guess did things with, because I did so many other things prior, right?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't. So I had to like find a way to build camaraderie and spend enough time with people to kind of like let them see what my artistic vibes are and where my vision is and where it's going. And also, like I said, find people to bounce ideas off of. And me being in the school that I am in right now, I graduate not February 9th. The program finishes February 9th, and I think I graduate like 3 months after that. But going to that school has allowed me to, you know, create a brotherhood of engineers, producers, singer-songwriters as well. So now I have like a solid group of people I can reach out to outside of my friends and family to like speak music to and, you know, articulate certain things to and, you know, build on what I think is important for music right now.
What would you say is something that you're going for? Like when you finish school, like what is the ultimate, is there something like, is the, like you're working toward having your own studio, or are you working on having your own label, or are you just wanting to record people, or all of the above?
I'm going to start off by saying all of the above, but I will give you some color. You know, given that I am a veteran, you know, I do want to open up a 501c3. So I already have my LLC, you know, which is our Libra Nation LLC. That's my recording company, you know, that I opened up in 2020. But given, like I said, my career in finance and me being a veteran as well, I want to be able to utilize the fact that I want to help solve the you know, the vets killing themselves issue. I want to help with just any, I want to help with suicide prevention, essentially. you know, and the 501c3 is going to help me do that by teaching veterans how to use music as a therapy. So, you know, essentially what I do is art therapy because I do suffer from PTSD, you know, to a certain degree. So this is why I'm so, I guess, knowledgeable about coping mechanisms, because I had to do therapy, or I went to therapy, you know, once my mother said to me over and over and over and over again that, son, you are not who you are. You are losing yourself. You're going crazy. You're losing. Like, once again, let me double down on family, people. My mother was the one that caught me. She was like, son, you're dry. Like, my mother caught me. You know, I went from being 230 pounds unhealthy to now being 185 pounds. You know, not in the best shape physically, because I'm a soldier, so I'm still a little bit banged up. But as far as my body and my physique, I look good, you know, and I feel a lot better. You know, I'm not as unhealthy as before. So once again, people who love you will keep you around.
Wow. Really, really important. And I know not everyone has that as well. I totally understand that. So for you to have that, to have that blessing of family is beautiful. And it sounds like you can pass that along to your son. And thank you for, I'm assuming, your service. I have service people in my family. And I even wrote a Christmas song. It doesn't sound Christmas, but dedicated to just the soldiers, just the people in the service. So I really appreciate you even wanting to serve like that. Having PTSD is really serious. And for you to even think about, like, wanting to help people in suicide prevention is a real thing. Also, being a musician, being an entertainer, we get hit pretty hard because we're here because we love to provide entertainment, or to make people smile, to make people feel good, to make them want to move, to, you know, that music is so powerful. And I believe that that is why a lot of the people who are maybe musicians or entertainers, they do unfortunately die so soon, because we have something that can bring the world together and the enemy does not want us to. So when you say that, I really appreciate that, just to have that concern for the people with any kind of mental issues as well, because we did talk about that last month with my last guest. So I know it is very important.
I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked by that death, by the way. Stitch.
Twitch.
Is it Twitch?
Twitch.
Yeah, that was a shocker. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, and I've watched him, at least I don't know him before he was on So You Think You Can Dance, but that was actually my first time knowing about him. And I remember seeing him dance when it first started, and I just thought, my goodness, this is just so powerful, the way that he moved and all of the different styles that he tried. And you just never know when you see somebody smile, or, you know, you can't just assume that person is doing well. So just being nice does not really take that much, really.
And I'll say this much, just to kind of, like, you know, add to that wisdom. You know, I'll say this, you know, I think we all know how to put on an outer smile, an outer layer smile. You know, and I guess, once again, that's to kind of beat a dead horse. You know, what my artistry is about is to have people find that inner smile. I want you to stop faking it till you make it. I think I grew up hearing that term a lot, and I hate that term. I honestly really, really hate it. You should never fake it till you make it. Be exactly who you are in every single moment, and be honest and upfront, because people need to know exactly who you are, where you are, what you're capable of doing, so that they can put you in your proper position and place. It's not because anyone is trying to humiliate or sun you, you know, as we would say. It's because people need to understand just positioning, so that people can move accordingly. You know, order and structure is so needed. And a lot of people don't respect it because maybe they don't respect the person that's giving the order and providing the structure. But it is still necessary and it is still needed. And, you know, people really need to get back to the basics, seriously. Like, Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, and his name is Stephen Boss, and it is but his name was Switch. It is it's always difficult just to hear someone who just could not make it. I had just knowing people around, I appreciate what you said, just reaching out, being nice, speaking life into other people, whatever we need to do to make people smile, just like your music, and just get them in that vibe, that mode of wanting to continue and bring light to other people. When is your next show? Do you have any shows coming up?
Currently, I do not have any shows planned. You know, I think the last one I had was over the Kwanzaa the Christmas holiday. That was my last. I did a hosting and performing gig, which went pretty great.
Good.
And I went to, and I thought I had a performance in Jamaica, but that got canceled due to, you know, things not being on the up and up. But
right.
I did kind of also push things back because I wanted to give my focus to school, because I literally only have like one more month or so. So I said, you know what, let me just focus on school up until February 9th.
Okay.
And then after that, I am going to put myself in it. So just to be totally forthright again, given that I am an indie artist and I'm the one that is in full control of my career, I haven't really also done a lot to where I'm reaching out to promoters and or venues. I haven't done any of those things yet. So whatever performance you don't see me having is because of my choice. I'm a firm believer in pacing myself, right? I don't want to commit to something then I got to cancel on it because now that looks bad. So,
for sure.
I'm taking my time with everything, and I am working on providing more music this year. September 30th, my album will be released. I don't have a name for the album as yet. I think I wanted to call it Momentum.
Ooh, I like
it. Yeah, you know what I'm... There's a whole context behind that. September 30th for sure, the latest, you'll hear, a good 10 plus more songs that's going to come out.
Do you write your own
throughout
songs?
The year.
Do you write with other people
or
do you write
everything.
Your own? Okay, love it.
I write my own everything. Everything you hear is me writing it.
Good.
And I'm also looking for other artists to write for, that, you know, wants a writer or needs a writer. You know, that lives in my world and my generation, that I guess desires my level of expertise. I bring up my career and what I've done because I kind of want people to have an understanding of like what this guy's mind is like, right? I'm not bringing it up to brag or boast. It's more of like, you know, I've learned how to be tactical, and I've also learned how to look at numbers. And, you know, so now outside of me being an artist, I'm bringing all these different things to the table as well. So, you know, let's evolve and do more than just music. Music is the medium and the form that's going to allow the chemistry to form, you know, which is why I love music so much, you know.
Yeah, yeah. How can people connect with you?
They can easily find me on Instagram, underscore Uno Pablo. You know, I couldn't do the one Pablo. Someone has that. But underscore Uno Pablo, or you can go to my website, LibraMusicNation.com. That's LibraMusicNation.com. You know, you can find all my stuff on there as well. I usually try to keep it up to date if I have shows and stuff coming up. So you can check me out there. And if you want to, you know, be a part of my family, I guess you can find me on Facebook as Paul Lee.
Paul Lee?
You know, I'm still in Paul Lee. That is me on Facebook. Paul Lee.
P-A-U-L-E-E?
L-E-E. That's my government.
Okay. This has been so great speaking with you, man. This has been really nice.
Listen, I hope this is not the last time you have me on the show.
Yeah, anytime. I really, really appreciate it. It means a ton, first of all, that you did take time to speak with me. And before we have to end, though, would you mind saying a few words, speaking life into someone before we end the session?
Before I go, for those who are listening, for those who did come in and take their time to, you know, give me a chance, I just want to say, if you're giving me a chance, I hope that you're also giving yourself a chance. And I hope that you're dreaming big, not because you want material things, but because dreaming big is a part of the human experience. And if you're not pushing your senses to the max, then what are you really doing here? So enjoy life. Enjoy your senses. You know, definitely don't overdo it, because everything has balance and is about balance. So just be balanced and, you know, be loved and find love. Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo, that's right. Well, I really appreciate you once again, and thank you for being on the show. Getting Real with Roz next show date will be third Monday of the month, February 20th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is going to be the next one, where we'll be talking with a new guest. But I'd like to mention a few other segments. Check out the Music Showcase, which has changed from the first Saturday of each month to the first Thursday of each month. The next show will air on February 2nd, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also check out the In the Know with Oheniwa show, which will air on Thursday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Show agenda will be is also to be announced. Don't forget to go check out www.infinitelent.com if you want to know more information about the upcoming things that we have going on at the Infinite L Radio. But this has been Juan Pablo, y'all. This is means a ton to me that you took time for us. And if that's not, is there anything else before we go that you want to say real quick?
I just want to say, for those who who couldn't hear me well, as I think a couple of were complaining about the background noise, but for those who just didn't hear me well, just like I said, you can reach out to me at _UnoPablo to get in touch with me. Thank you so much for giving me the chance, and have a good night.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate that background noise that you have, because that shows that you are real, doing the thing, still continuing. So shout out to being able to keep it going. So all right, you all, good to be here. This is Getting Real with Roz. Have a good rest of the week.
Just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it.